Okay, the title of my sermon today is Rewards for Serving Christ.
پاداش برای خدمت کردن برای مسیح.
And subtitle
زیرنویسش
will be The Parable of the Fireplace.
مثال شومینه.
Something I came up with, but
یه مثالی که من ساختمش.
This is our first Sunday of New Year.
امروز اولین یک شنبه‌ای هست که در سال نو میلادی دور هم جمع میشیم.
And I want to start us out with the right focus for the year.
و میخوام کل امسالمون رو با یک تمرکز درست و یک هدف درست.
And that focus should be serving Jesus Christ with your life in 2020.
در سال 2020 هممون با هم دیگه به خداوندمون عیسی مسیح خدمت کنیم.
And like I said, I will give you four reasons.
و بهتون گفتم که چهار تا دلیل میارم.
Why you should be serving Christ.
که چرا باید به مسیح خدمت کنین؟ چرا زندگیتون رو باید تقسیم به مسیح کنین؟
Specifically we'll focus into one of those.
اما فقط یه نکته‌ش رو امروز بیشتر تحلیل کنیم.
That God is a great rewarder.
که خداوند پاداش دهنده بزرگی است برای کسانی که کار خداوند رو انجام
میدن. You receive wages from God.
از خداوند در حقیقت حقوق میگیرید.
Yeah, for things you do for him.
برای کارهایی رو که انجام میدید.
Go to John 4.
یوحنا فصل 4 رو
باز کنید. 34 تا 38.
34 تا 36. 36.
John 4.
یوحنا 4.
34 تا 36.
34 تا 36.
Can somebody read that?
یه نفر میخونه با صدای بلند. عیسی به ایشان گفت خوراک من این است که اراده فرستنده خود را به جا آورم و کار او را به کمال رسانم. آیا این سخن را نشنیده اید که چهار ماه بیشتر به موسم درو نمانده است؟ اما من به شما میگویم چشمان خود را بگشایید و ببینید که همکنون کشتزارهای آماده دروست، همکنون دورگر مزد خود را میستاند و محصولی برای حیات جاویدان گرد میآورد تا کارنده و درو کننده با هم شادمان شوند.
And the context here is about preaching the gospel, sharing the good news.
و موضوع این آیه اینه که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه کنیم، بشارت بدیم و پیام خوش رو به دیگران برسونیم.
He that reaps receives wages.
کسی که میکاره یا کسی که برداشت میکنه،
God has fruit until خداوند
در حقیقت پاداشش رو بهش میده و اون پاداشش زندگی تو زندگی حیات جاودان به دست میاره.
Those who win souls receive wages.
کسایی رو که باعث نجات دیگران میشن در حقیقت پاداشش رو دریافت میکنن.
Does God give wages, give rewards for things we do.
و حقوق میده در حقیقت برای کارهایی که ما براش انجام میدیم.
Now we know the wages we deserve.
میدونیم که اون پاداشی که لایقش هستیم.
Romans 6.
مجازاتی که لایقش هستیم.
22-23.
رومیان فصل 6 آیه 22 تا 23.
Yeah, where it says.
میگه چی؟
For the wages of sin is death.
رومیان فصل 6.
Romans 6. Yeah, Jesus has done so much for us. And it would be perfectly fine if he would say, hey, I paid a price for your salvation. Yeah, so you don't have to go into eternal punishment. Now, serve the rest of your life, serve me. It would be reasonable. Yeah, but that's not what he does. He gives wages to those who work for him, who do his work. He rewards us. Why does he do that?
Now,
here is why.
دلیلش چیه؟
Salvation is a free gift.
نجات ما
it's free. Yeah, Ephesians 2,
8
till 10.
8 to 10.
Yeah. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
فصل دو آیه 8 تا
and these are common scriptures, we all know them.
فصل دو آیه 8 تا 10.
We often use them when we share the gospel with people.
زیرا به فیض و از راه ایمان نجات یافتید و این از خودتان نیست بلکه عطای خداست.
Yep, salvation is not of ourselves.
ادامه بده. It's not finished. The 10 بخوا.
نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس نتواند به خود ببالد زیرا ساخته دست خدایی و در مسیح عیسی آفریده شدیم تا کارهای نیک انجام دهیم. کارهایی که خدا از پیش مهیا کرد تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Yep. Salvation of ourselves.
It's not a works.
Nobody will boast before God and say,
here's
what I have done to earn my way into
heaven.
No, God wants all the glory for that. It's a gift.
Yeah?
And the giver pays for the gift.
Go to
Romans 5,
verse 14
till 16. Romans 5, verse 14-16. And we're going to go to a lot of scriptures today.
بیاید اما عطا امانات نافرمانی نیست زیرا اگر به واسطه نافرمانی یک انسان بسیاری مردن چقدر بیشتر فیض خدا و عطایی که به واسطه فیض یک انسان یعنی عیسی مسیح فرامد به فراوانی شامل حال بسیاری گردید.
So in case if you struggle with the concept of a gift being free, it actually says it, free gift. Emphasizes it. Why does God give rewards? Why does he pay wages for the things he
gives?
Because God pays his workers. And that's entirely separate from our salvation. And by rewarding us for the work we do for him,
yeah,
he emphasizes that salvation is free. So where your salvation is not of works, your rewards have everything to do with your work.
Now,
we go to 1 Corinthians 3 where we read from before the preaching.
Read
verses 12 or 15 again.
اگر کسی بر این پی و آن پی همانا خود عیسی مسیح است. اگر کسی بر این پی ساختمانی از طلا یا نقره یا سنگهای گرانبهای یا چوب یا علف یا کاه بسازد، کار هر کس آشکار خواهد شد. چرا که آن روز همه چیز را زاده خواهد شد. زیرا آتش نتیجه کار را آشکار کرده، کیفیت کار هر کس را خواهد آزمود. اگر کاری که کسی بر آن پی بنا کرده است باقی بماند پاداش خواهد یافت، اما اگر کار کسی بسوزد زیان خواهد دید و هر چند خود نجات خواهد یافت، اما چون همچون کسی خواهد بود از میان شعله ها را در جان بدهد.
So your work will be tested by fire, it says here. And when it's not gold, silver, or precious stones, you will suffer loss.
Will
burn up. Now, here's the parable of the fireplace. Two days ago in our home, we piled up a large bunch of wood in the fireplace. Yeah, then we tested it by fire. And after that, there was hardly anything left.
Yeah.
Except some iron nails that were fished out by my kids with a magnet. Here's the explanation of the parable. Don't let your works be like that fireplace with wood. Yeah, where we need to search for some scrap metal among the ashes. Do not suffer loss.
همه
زندگیتون نسوزه و فقط چند تا میخ ازش بمونه. Yeah. Who wants to go and to heaven and find out that all they have is some scrap metal?
کی دوست داره که وقتی رفت به بهشت ببینه هر چی که داره چند تا میخ زنگ زده است و چند تا چیزی که نسوخته؟
Nobody raising their hands?
هیچ کی دستشو بلند نمیکنه از اون میخ رو بخواد که خداوند بهش نشون بده.
That means there's some work that needs to be done.
پس در حقیقت یه سری اعمالی وجود
داره که باید کار انجام بده.
زندگی داریم که باید برای مسیح زندگی کنیم.
Ephesians 4:11 and 12.
فصل 4
آیه 11 تا 12. Some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yeah, so there's work to be done.
پس کاری هست که برای ministry. انجام بشه. خدمتی هست
Now,
که برای همه ما انجام بشه.
Let's look at some of these works
از این
that God rewards.
که خداوند پاداش میده.
Now we already looked at first of John 4.
یوحنا فصل 4 رو با هم دیگه نگاه کردیم.
In regards to the laborers who go into the harvest fields, the soul winners.
در مورد کسایی که میرن تو زمین برای برداشت و زمین رو برداشت.
Yeah, they receive wages.
که گفتیم مزدشون رو به دست میارن. مزد میگیرن برای اون که برداشت میکنن.
Is it only the job of the evangelist or the pastor? Something like that.
کار اون بهش مبشر یا کار اون شبان یا کار اون خادمه که فقط باید این کار انجام بده؟
No.
نه.
We just read they are there to train you to help you do these things.
کمکتون کنن، یاد بهتون بدن که بتونید برید زمین و زمین رو برداشت کنید که آمادتون کنه برای کار خدمت خداوند.
And the Bible is very clear that every Christian is commanded to reach the lost.
بهمون فرمان داده شده که بریم گم شدگان رو.
Yeah, go to Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2 رو باز کنیم
دیگه. First
16 to 18 رو بخونیم.
What's happening in Acts 2? We have the Holy Spirit is poured out on the 120.
در اعمال رسولان روح القدس بر روی همه شاگردانش قرار.
And they preaching and they preaching the good news to all nations that have gathered there.
And they,
and they're preaching the good news to all that are gathered there
in Jerusalem.
So read those verses. It's about a prophecy from the prophet Joel. Yeah, that's being fulfilled right there.
Joel.
Can somebody read that?
Acts 2:16-18. بالا در آسمان عجایب و پایین بر زمین آیات به ظهور خواهم آورد از خون آتش و بخار تا 20
تا 18
Yep. So it mentions young people, old people, yeah, your daughters, your sons.
دختراتون، پسراتون.
It mentions men and women.
خانم‌ها و آقایون.
Yep. Everybody is called to share the gospel.
که بریم و انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بشارت بدیم.
Yeah, we have Paul.
بولس رسول رو داریم.
Writing to the Philippians.
که نامه‌ای می‌نویسه برای فیلیپیان.
Yeah, verses 4 and 3.
آیه 4 و
And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women who labored with me in the gospel.
Is it Philippians?
No.
Philippians.
Philippians. Philippians
fast 4 آیه 3.
Yeah. So help those women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life.
پس تو نیز ای هم کار وفادار تقاضا دارم که این دو بردو را یاری کنی زیرا همراه با اکلیمنتوس و دیگر همکارانم که نامشان در دفتر حیات نوشته شده است دو دوشادوش من برای کار انجیل مجاهده کردم
Yep. So every Christian is called to be an active soul winner.
I don't care if you're
8 years old or 19 years old. If you're a girl or a boy, a man or a woman, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is the first work. This is the most important work. And God rewards us for laboring in his harvest field. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and read verses 5 till 9. Read verses 8 till 9 because that's the point. We already read the whole thing. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every one shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are laborers together with God. So God rewards those who win souls. Proverbs 11:13. Yeah, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. You run out of your Bible?
Yes.
We use the whole Bible. Yeah. Old Testament as well. Now, some of you might think, I didn't have so much opportunity to go out and share the gospel.
Yeah,
I'm a nursing mother.
Yeah,
I have to make the home, keep the family running, or I have a job to provide for my family. And obviously, our situations differ.
Yeah,
if you're a single guy, no wife, no children, you have more time than a mother who has several children.
Yeah,
and God is not penalizing the mother with several children for obeying to be fruitful, keeping the home and raising godly children. And he's not penalizing the father who provides for his family with going to work every day. God doesn't want him to neglect his family and go every day soul winning.
First
Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Yep, so providing for the family, raising the next godly generation are God's works as well. Yeah, winning souls is not the only thing that we can do that God rewards. Now let's look at another one. Go to Matthew 10 and read verses 41 and 42. Matthew 10, verses 41 and 42.
هر که پیامبری را از آن رو که پیامبر است بپذیرد پاداش پیامبر را دریافت خواهد کرد و هر که پارسایی را از آن رو که پارسا بپذیرد پاداش پارسا را خواهد گرفت هر که به این کوچه خوان و آن رو که شاگرد منند حتی جامی آب سرد بدهد آمین به شما میگویم بی پاداش نخواهد ماند آمین.
So. We see here that God not only rewards the preachers of the gospel, but also those who serve them, who minister to them, those who show them hospitality, those who care for their needs. Yeah, Mark 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward.
هر که از اون سبب که به مسیح تعلق دارید حتی جامی آب به نام من به شما بدهد بی گمان بی پاداش نخواهد ماند
So if you serve those who serve God, if you show them hospitality to God's people, we will receive rewards for that. And of course, that's not to replace your soul winning, but it is to show that the support crew takes part in these rewards as well.
Yeah,
it says here, they're receiving a prophet's reward or a righteous man's reward.
And
God makes it clear that this is also important.
Yeah,
cooking the meals, taking care of the needs of those who God
will
reward. And a mother was raising the next godly generation. She is doing the works of God. And I believe that those we reach, those who we train, that we share in those rewards as well.
Here,
go to 2 John. This is why I believe that. 2 John 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward.
Okay. دوم اشتباه کردم ببخشید. آره.
Let's only read it. 2 John 8.
دوم یوحنا 8.
حقیقت آن در او و نیز در شما نمایان است، زیرا تاریکی سپری می شود و نور حقیقتی همکنون درخشیدن آغاز کرد.
Yeah, so John here is concerned.
Johanna inja negara.
And he says, look to yourselves.
Nega konin be khodet.
Yeah, don't mess this thing up.
Kharabesh nakonin.
Because I want to receive a full reward.
Choma mikham pul padasho be dast biaram.
Yeah, what our converts do for Christ, yeah, brings us rewards.
Kesi ro ke to besharat dadi va
yeah, but those we train.
Va un ham ba'es nejat digaran mishe, choma ham padash khayin.
Yeah, gives us rewards.
Hamun kesi ke shagird sazi mikonin ke bere va un kar ro anjam bede, padash mal shoma ham
khahad. Others towards righteous living.
Dar haqiqat komak kardan be kesi ke zendegi moqaddas va zendegi khodai dashte bashe,
baz
ham padash baraye zendegi to para ham khahad kard.
So if your situation is that you have less time, yeah, because you're a busy mother or there's other things, know that God also rewards the support crew that keeps the operation going.
سپورت میکنن تا این خدمت انجام بشه و این موقعیت پیش بیاد رو هم برکت خواهد داشت.
So God rewards us for winning souls.
خداوند همه اون کسایی رو که بشارت میدن رو پاداش
خواهد داد.
خداوند پاداش میده به
تمام کسایی
که سپورت میکنه برای اون کسی رو که خداوند رو خدمت میکنه و کمکش میکنه که قادر باشه این کار انجام بده.
Now go to Luke 6.
لوقا فصل 6 رو با هم
بخونیم. And verses 22 and 23. Which is the third work that we can do that God rewards.
6 22 تا 23.
Work, we get to something we get rewarded for. Luke 6, 22 to 23. Yep, so your reward will be great in heaven. When? When people hate you, when they speak bad about you, when they reject you because of Christ. Yeah, not because you are jerk, no, because you stand for the truth. If these things come to you, rejoice. Because your reward is great in heaven. Matthew 5:11.
متا فصل 5 آیه 11 و 12
communicates the same thing.
همون نکته رو بهمون اعلام میکنه.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
خوشا به حال شما آنگاه که مردم به خاطر من شما را دشنام دهند و آزار رسانند و هر سخن بدی به دروغ علیه شما بگویند. خوش باشید و شادی کنید، زیرا پاداشتان در آسمان عظیم است، چرا که همین گونه پیامبرانی که پیش از شما بودند آزار رسانید.
Yep. So when people persecute you, say all kinds of bad things against you, rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. Yeah, because great is your reward in heaven. And notice it says when. Yeah, if you live for Christ, this will happen. Yeah, go to 2 Timothy 3:12. He and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
به راستی همه کسانی که بخواهند در مسیح عیسی با دینداری زیست کنند آزار خواهند دید، اما شرارت پیشگان و شیادان در بدی پیش خواهند رفت، فریب خواهند خورد و فریب خواهند خورد.
Yeah. Now it doesn't say go get out martyred or something like that. No, it says when you endure persecution. Yeah, because of the name of Christ. Yeah, know that God gives you rewards for enduring this. Here's another one. Philippians 4.
Verses 15 to 19.
God rewards us for giving, for being generous.
خداوند برای دست و دلبازی و بخشنده بودنمون برکت به ما میده.
Philippians 4, Philippians 4, 15 to 19.
زیرا حتی زمانی که در تسالونیکی بودم چند بار برای رفع احتیاجاتم فرستادم.
19.
نه اینکه در پی دریافت هدیه باشم، بلکه در پی بهره‌ای هستم که بر حساب شما افزوده شود. وجه کامل به من پرداخت شد و پیش از احتیاج خود دارم. حال که کمک ارسالی شما را از اپافرودیتوس دریافت کردم، از همه چیز به فراوانی برخوردارم.
Yes, the Philippians have been generous towards Paul.
They've been
supporting him in his work.
They've
given to Paul.
Now,
look what Paul tells them in verse 17. Yeah, not because I desire this gift,
but
I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
اما من میخوام که پاداش تو زیاد
you're helping me and that's great.
چون داری به من کمک میکنی.
What's even more important to me
is that
you may fruit your account, that you may be rewarded for your giving.
به خاطر هدیه‌ای که دادی پاداش زیادتری.
Yeah, God rewards when you give to a missionary or give to the work of the ministry.
یا به میسیونر یا برای کار خدمت خداوند هدیه میدیم برای کار.
That's supporting the servants of God for the work they do.
در حقیقت اون خادم خداوند برای کاری که انجام میده رو ساپورت کنید، اونها هم پاداش میدن.
And even comes with a promise. Look at verse 19.
به قول زیادی میاد در آیه 19.
You take care of my needs and God will supply your needs. A promise for in this life.
If
you're generous to the word of God,
he'll take care of your needs.
Yeah, put first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you.
Yeah,
so there's in giving to God's workers, but there's also in giving to the poor, to relieve the poor. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 1 and 2.
خادم خداوند نباشن. بریم متا فصل 6 آیه 1 و 2 رو هم بخونیم.
Matthew 6:1-2.
آدم باشید که پارسایی خود را در برابر دیگران دیدگان مردم به جا می آورید و به این قصد که شما را ببینند، وگرنه نزد پدر خود که در آسمان است پاداشی نخواهید داشت. پس هنگامی که صدقه می دهید جار مزن، چنان که ریاکاران در کلیسه ها و کوچه ها می کنند تا مردم آنها را بستایند. آمین به شما می گویم اینان پاداش خود را به تمامی یافتند.
Yep, so giving alms is something different than giving to church or to a
missionary. Yeah,
it's giving to those who are trying hard
and
are unable to make it
on their own. That
is, it's not giving to the lazy bum.
Yeah.
2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, for even when we were with you, this we commended you, that if any would not work, neither should they eat. Yeah. We also don't give to addicts and derelicts. Here's how we give. Proverbs 29:7.
Yeah.
The righteous considered the cause of the poor, but the wicked regarded not to know it. Proverbs 29:7. Yeah, instead of just throwing your money to whatever, yeah, the wise looks into the situation and figures out what's going on and then makes a decision. Otherwise translated. Now, if we want to receive this rewards, helping the poor, it says we need to do it in secret. Yeah, this is the kind of giving that is done in secret. Now, not all giving is done in secret.
Because
when they brought things to the apostles, they put it at the apostles' feet. And there are churches who line up people and they just come and bring it in front.
هستم که متفاوت زیاد هستم و برای هدایای کلیسا همه میان جلو و میان.
I think this works better.
من فکر میکنم هدیه جمع کردن عمومی هم اشکالی نداره چون
خداوند different kind of giving.
برای کلیسا میدیم نه برای کمک کردن به یک فقیر.
When we help the poor.
اما وقتی به یک کسی که نیاز
داره کمک کنیم. The Bible makes clear that.
کتاب مقدس میگه خیلی مهمه.
Our first priority is to care.
اولویت
ما اینه که. To our brothers and sisters in Christ.
اولین قدم رو برای اون خواهر و برادران در ایمان دار انجام بده.
Galatians 6:10.
قلاتیان فصل 6 آیه 10.
We have their opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
قلاتیان فصل 6 آیه 10.
Yeah, so when we do good unto all men. Yeah, but especially we look out for those who are brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we lend to those who are poor, we'll lend with an attitude of not receiving back.
وقتی میدیم وقتی قرض میدیم بهشون
Proverbs 19:17
میدیم که هیچ وقت بر نگرده.
He that had pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord.
آیه 17.
And that which he had given will he pay him again.
آیه 19 آیه 17.
یعنی در واقع قرض میدیم
به امیدی که پس
Proverbs 19:17.
ولی توقع نده.
Proverbs 19:17.
اون که بعد بی‌نواش شفقت کند به خداوند قرض میدهد.
Right? It's like borrowing it to God.
وقتی قرض میدی به کسی داری به خداوند قرض میدی.
And we can be sure he will reimburse.
میدونی که حتی اگر اونم برنگردونه خداوند بهمون برمیگرده.
And by the way, for the receiving side of something.
اون کسی که دریافت میکنه اون هدیه رو.
This is not an excuse not to pay.
هدف
things you've lent from some people.
بهونه نیست اون چیزی که قرض گرفتی هیچ وقت نمیاد.
Yeah, that's what the wicked do.
اونیه که توقع اون کسی پلیده. ول کن داده دیگه به خدا
میگه. Psalm 37:21.
امثال 37 آیه 21.
Yeah, the wicked borrow it and pay it not again, but the righteous show mercy and give it.
37:21.
Psalm 37:21.
امثال 37:21. ببخشید. مزمور 37:21.
Psalm 37:21. Lend without expecting to get things back.
وقتی میبخشین وقتی قرض میدین توقع برگشتش رو نداشته باشین.
Even if your enemy, your obnoxious neighbor.
اون همسایه‌ای که شاید توی کمپ بغل
گذاشته باشه.
یه کسایی هست که بهتون بد رفتار کردن، بهتون فحش
کردن. Yeah, you can read of that in Luke 6, but we won't do that now. 24-25. Yeah, conquer evil by doing good.
در حقیقت بدی اونها رو با خوبی جواب بده.
Yeah, and in Luke 35 it says, why do we do this? Because God is kind to the unthankful and to the evil.
خداوند پاداش مهربانه برای اون کسی که شما سپاسگزاری می‌کنید.
The Bible says your reward will be great.
وقتی بدی یه نفر رو با نیکی برداشت کنی جواب بدید، خداوند پاداش بیشتری به شما.
And here's the last work I will mention.
آخرین نکته.
And that's in general one.
خدمتی که داریم انجام میدیم. خدمتی
whatever we do unto the Lord.
هر چی که انجام میدیم
برای خداوند. Go to Colossians 3.
قلاتیان فصل 3
آیه 23-24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you shall serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3, 23-24.
زیرا می دانید پاداشتان میراثی است که از خداوند خواهید یافت، چرا که در حقیقت خداوند مسیح را خدمت
Yep.
So we looked at some specific things that God rewards that we saw in the Bible. Yeah, soul winning, reaching the lost, being the support crew, serving the soul winners.
Yeah.
God rewards us when we endure persecution, when we are generous, when we give to the work.
خدمت خداوند به کلیسا کمک کنیم.
Relieve the poor.
فقیران رو رها کنیم. فقیران رو کمک کنیم.
And basically whatever we do unto the Lord.
دقیقاً هر کاری که می‌کنیم برای خداوند انجام بدیم.
Now the question is, okay, now when do we get those rewards?
What are those rewards? اون پاداشمون چی هست؟ چجوری دریافتش می‌کنیم؟
Yeah, go to Mark. Mark chapter 10.
فصل 10 آیه 28 تا 30.
And read verses 28 to 30.
مرقس فصل 10 آیه 28 تا 30.
Mark 10, 28 to 30.
That. 28
to 30. عیسی به اطراف نگریسته به شاگردان خود گفت: چه دشوار است راویاری ثروتمندان به پادشاهی خدا. شاگردان از سخنان او در شگفت شدند. اما عیسی باز دیگر به آنها گفت: ای فرزندان، راه یافتن به پادشاهی خدا چه دشوار است. گذشتن شتر از سوراخ سوزن آسان‌تر است راهیابی شخص ثروتمند به پادشاهی خدا. شاگردان که بسیار شگفت زده بودند به یکدیگر میگفتند: پس چه کسی میتواند نجات یابد؟ عیسی به ایشان چشم دوخت و گفت: برای انسان ناممکن است، اما برای خدا چنین نیست، زیرا همه چیز برای خدا ممکن است. آنگاه پتروس سخن آغاز کرد و گفت: اینک ما همه چیز را ترک گفتیم و از تو پیروی میکنیم. عیسی فرمود: آمین به شما میگویم، کسی نیست که به خاطر من و به خاطر روزی خانه و برادر یا خواهر یا مادر یا پدر یا فرزندان یا املاک خود را ترک کرده باشد.
Yep. So if you've made sacrifices, yeah, to follow Christ, it says you will receive hundredfold in this life.
And
that's part of it.
Now,
100 houses, how does that work? Now, when we serve God, you will have brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah,
we will open up their houses to you. We will receive you in their homes. But you might say, I don't own it. Yeah, who cares? What's the benefit of owning the house?
Yeah,
that you pay taxes?
Yeah,
it's all temporary anyway.
Yeah,
you cannot take your stuff with you when you die. Yeah, so there's people who open their homes to you. If you are serving Christ,
and
you will have hundreds of brethren, sisters, mothers and children. Yeah, that's your Christian family. Your fellow Christians.
Yeah,
those who do want the Christ, your children, your spiritual children.
Yeah,
it doesn't say 100 wives. Yeah, that's excluded from that.
If you look,
yeah, but it's a blessing to have friends. Yeah, that's much more valuable than stuff.
بیشتر از اون چیزی که داریم، مالی که داریم، کسایی که
مراقبتونن،
کسایی که محبت داریم، بیشتر از هر املاکی ارزشش بیشتره.
Yeah. So that's a blessing you receive when we serve God, when we sacrifice for Him.
وقتی قربانی میکنیم برای خداوند.
That things we seem to be losing, it will come back in a different way.
چیزهایی رو که دست دادیم یه جور دیگه خداوند برای کسی میده. صد برابر برای کسی.
And notice the last.
نکته دیگه شو توجه کنید.
Notice the last thing which you can easily overeat. It says with persecutions.
چی میگه؟ میگه با شکنجه،
yeah, so
با مجازات دیدن.
Don't expect that serving Christ
توقع
will be a smooth
نداشته ride. باشید که خدمت کردن به مسیح بدون سختی و بدون دردسر.
That's when we had one of those works, you endure persecution and God to watch you for that.
خداوند سختی جلو پاتون قرار
خواهد. Now go to Mark 10.
خداوند برای همه اونها هم به شما
شما داشته. We were on Mark 10. Go to Matthew 19.
متا فصل 19 رو با هم دیگه باز کنید.
Matthew 19.
متا فصل 19. 27 تا 29.
Matthew 19 verse 27 29.
پتروس گفت: اینک ما همه چیز را ترک کردیم و از تو پیروی می‌کنیم، چه چیزی نصیب ما خواهد شد؟ عیسی به ایشان گفت: آمین به شما می‌گویم، در جهان نوین هنگامی که پسر انسان بر تخت شکوهمند خود بنشیند، شما نیز که از من پیروی کرده‌اید بر دروازه تخت خواهید نشست و بر دروازه 12 قبیله اسرائیل داوری خواهید کرد.
Yeah, so this is a parallel passage to what we just read, and we have some new information here.
and
here it mentions future rewards. It says Jesus will sit on his throne, and the 12 disciples will sit on thrones. They will be ruling the 12 tribes of Israel. Now they don't exist today, the 12 tribes of Israel. So what is this talking about?
Yeah,
the disciples are in their graves. Yeah, they're up in heaven. They're soul and spirit, but physically they're in the grave.
So
when is this talking about? No, it's talking about the millennial reign of Christ. Go to Revelation 11. Yeah, and this is the last trumpet being blown, the seventh trumpet.
It's at the end of this.
This time of God poured out his wrath. And this is a time that Revelation 11:15-18. This is a time when Jesus will set up his kingdom on earth, the millennium reign.
و ناگهان صداهایی بلند در آسمان پیچید که می گفت حکومت جهان از آن خداوند ما و مسیح و مسیح او شده است و او تا ابد حکم خواهد راند و آن 24 پیر که در پیشگاه خدا بر تخت می نشینند روی بر خاک نهادند و خدا را نیایش کرده و گفتند تو را سپاس می گوییم ای خداوند خدای قادر مطلق ای اون که هستی و بودی زیرا که قدرت عظیم خود را به دست گرفتی و سلطنت آغاز کرده ای تو ایجدرم بخونم؟
ایجدرم
بخونم قوم ها خشمگین بودند و اینک زمان خشم تو فرا رسیده است زمان اون رسیده که مردگان داوری شوند و خادمان تو انبیا پاداش بگیرند و هم مقدسین و هم آنان که حرمت نام تو را نگاه می‌دارند از خرد و بزرگ و کسانی که زمین را به نابودی کشاندند نابود گردند.
Yeah, so we just saw some rewards that were given in this life, some blessings we receive. Here it talks about when God's Jesus, the kingdom is set up here on earth again, the millennium reign,
that
his servants receive rewards. Now, these rewards talks about thrones, yeah? Another place that it mentions crowns. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him.
خوشا به حال آن که در آزمایش ها پایداری نشان می‌دهد، زیرا چون از بوته آزمایش سربلند بیرون آید، آن تاج حیات را خواهند یافت.
Now, what does a crown or a throne represent? It means power, it means authority. Yeah, we have this parable in Luke 19, and we're not going to read the whole parable, but you can read it at home. Yeah. I will just take two verses out of it, verses 16 and
17.
This is about servants who do the work. They receive something and they produce something with that work. And different servants work more or less.
یه خادم ممکنه با اون چیزی که دستش داره بیشتر خدمت کنه، یه خادم یا یه کارگر کمتر خدمت کنه.
So they're going to get rewarded.
دستگی به اون چیزی که داره پاداش داده
میشه. Then came the first saying,
اولی اومد.
Lord, thy pounds had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities.
چون در اندک امین بودی حکومت ده شهر را به تو می سپارم. دومی آمد و گفت سرورا سکه تو 5 سکه دیگر سود آورده است.
Yep. So here you have a servant who's been faithful, and he's given authority. In this case, over 10 cities, another one was over 5 cities. And we need to realize that in the millennium reign of Christ, not everybody It's the same. Not everybody's equal.
بگیریم که زمانی که عیسی مسیح روی زمین سلطنت میکنه همه مساوی خدمت نخواهیم کرد.
There are those who live their lives on earth.
که توی زندگیشون تو زمین هر کاری میکنن به عنوان ایماندار نجات دارن.
Wasting it.
ولی همه‌شو سوزوندن و همه‌شو باختن.
Earning very little rewards.
خیلی کم پاداش به دست میارن.
Remember the parable of the fireplace.
یادتونه تو مثال شومینه رو باهاتون صحبت کردم.
We can only find some rusty nails left over that you can pick out by a magnet.
چند تا میخ زنگ زده با اون آهنربا توی اون
almost nothing survived the fire.
And
there are those, and there are those receive great rewards because they have done the works. They've served Christ. They'll be put over 10 cities. They will have authority in the millennium reign. Yeah, millennium stands for 1,000 years, by the way.
They
will receive more power, more authority than us.
Yeah,
our rewards have everything to do with our works. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what it shows to us. Now, I said in the beginning, I would give you four reasons to serve Christ in your life. Yeah, and this is especially important for those who cannot grasp that salvation is for free. And then think, okay, why would I do anything? If it's for free, then I can just live however I want.
Now,
here's four reasons why it makes a lot of sense serving Christ. Number one, God chastens His children. If you're a rebellious child, He brings correction to your life. Now, I don't want to live my life being corrected and chastened by God all the time. That's a good reason. Do what is right. Or the second one, you actually do love people and want them to be saved as well. That's a good reason to serve Christ. But what about you love Jesus? And He says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And the fourth reason, to earn rewards. I like to receive rewards. Who doesn't like to receive rewards in here? Yeah? I don't want to end up like my fireplace. Yeah, after an evening burning wood. Now, any of these reasons would be a good reason to serve Christ. When you combine them together, it doesn't make sense to anything else than serve Christ with your life, or not.
Now,
2020 has started. Yeah, make a decision today. Yeah, make it your first priority. To serve Christ. To be an actual follower of Christ. Disciple. Yeah, not just like the one who suffers lost and just made it into heaven. Now I started with suggesting a time so we can learn soul winning. Yeah, if you're interested in this, if you want to start doing the works, if you want to be part of that, yeah, let's come after the service directly to me, and we're going to pick a time, and we can do training. Yeah. A lot of you already know how to share the gospel. But I want to equip you. Equip you so you can do the work. Yeah? So let's pray, and then if that's something you want to do, please come directly, then we pick a time.
What was the number three?
That we love Jesus. And we want to obey His commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments, the Bible says. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word.